Blog Talk Radio.
John, you can do this. You just go and you don't look back.
Life, I prepared my son to lead humanity in the fight against the machine.
On this night, we take back our world!
But there was one thing I could never prepare him for.
The machines tried to rig the game, send a Terminator back to the time before the war to kill my mother.
I'll go back. Let me save her.
For you to arrive for over a decade.
We. The
Terminator. It is nice to meet you.
I've been trying to teach him to blend in. I know it needs work.
John.
Hi, Mom.
How can you be here?
What are you doing?
John!
What have they done to my son?
Survival's what you taught me.
Get out. Not machine. Not man. I'm more.
I can't leave him.
Whatever they did to John, we need a reversal.
Everything's changed.
We are humanity's last hope.
Load up.
I've been waiting for you.
Gotta get him off me!
I'll be back.
What?
Listen to me if you want to live through this review. I'm back, people. I'll be back. Like I said before, and I'm back. Yes, I'm here to review Terminator Genisys, the latest in the Terminator franchise series. Another reboot of the series, it seems like. And where the last Terminator movie fell short for a lot of people, including me, Hollywood decided, let's try something. Let's try to redo this. So, quick recap of the story. You should already know, okay? Skynet was this computer system, came online, saw humanity as the threat, with to wipe them out. Used nuclear weapons to take out most of the population, and then robot to round up and kill off the rest. But one man rose out of the shadows to lead humanity back from the brink and take victory over the machines. His name was John Connor. And the machine, knowing that their defeat was inevitable, decided to send back one lone Terminator before the war to take out John Connor's mother, Sarah Connor, thus preventing anything from ever stopping the machines from winning over the Earth and killing off our humanity. Which, of course, sent Kyle Reese back into the past to keep her safe, and began the Terminator cycle of life. And the first Terminator movie, fantastic classic, made Arnold Schwarzenegger a star, allowed people to really get into the fact that even though he couldn't act, he's still bankable and viable. Okay, and then Terminator 2, different tone from the first Terminator, but one of the best action movies ever made.
where I think the first Terminator was a horror film, and that's just my opinion. It's a horror science fiction. The third Terminator, lukewarm. It didn't live up to one or two directed by James Cameron, but okay. You got to see what happens when a grown-up John Connor goes into hiding as Judgment Day happens, and Skynet goes online and starts blasting the hell out of everybody, okay? And, of course, throughout the movies, Terminators are sent back to try to prevent John Connor from becoming the leader of the Resistance. And originally, the first Terminator was sent back in the form of Arnold Schwarzenegger to destroy Sarah Connor. But following movies, because Arnold was so popular, his model, which was called the T-800, was sent back to protect Sarah Connor and John Connor from more deadly and more powerful Terminators, mainly the T-1000, which was a liquefied version of the Terminator that, of course, could change shape and form. And where the Terminators come from, of course, most of the machines in the future, they look like machines, but the Terminator model was meant to infiltrate human population so they could get in close and then wipe them out. So they look human, they have human skin, you really can't detect them unless you really try, and they're the most effective killer machine. And then the T-1000, being that it can shapeshift, makes it even more deadly, more hard to stop. And Terminators, of course, they're supposed to be hard to stop. So then the fourth Terminator movie came along, and we're supposed to finally see what happened in the future, what John Connor did to lead the rebellion, what the machines did to try to destroy humans. And that starred Christian Bale, and that it was just terrible. I'm sorry. It was bad. To the point where they didn't go into the next chapter with Christian Bale as John Connor to see him lead the revolution. They decided to go in a different direction. So now we get Terminator Genesis. And here's the deal. Okay, so it's kind of like a reboot. It's like, okay, we get to see again Kyle Reese go back in time to save Sarah Connor before the war and keep her safe so that John Connor can be born and go into hiding and then help humanity fight back against Skynet and the machines. All right? And so at the beginning of this movie, you get that recap. You see the bombs blasting, and you're hearing this from Kyle Reese. And he was a kid before, he was born after Judgment Day. So he didn't know how the world was, how messed up life is now. And, as a kid, he's hiding, running. Terminator almost gets him, but then out of nowhere, swoops in a savior. And he looks up, and it's John Connor. And he's back to save humanity. And so Kyle Reese, as a kid, just follows John Connor, and they help lead the charge, and they're taking on the machines, and it's here. Victory's in their hands. They're going to wipe out Skynet once and for all. And of course, John Connor knows some knowledge of what's going on because his mother has been teaching him all his whole life, this is what's going to happen. This is what you got to stop. This is what you got to prevent. And they just think he's a prophet. He must see the future. And he just the information was given to him. He's just going by what he was taught. Excuse me. So they smash the machine. They get the victory. But, of course, before that happens, Skynet has a failsafe. They built a time machine. They send back a T-800 Arnold Schwarzenegger version in the past, kill Sarah Connor. And, of course, John Connor knows this. And he tells them, look, they sent somebody back to kill my mother to prevent me from helping you guys. And, of course, Kyle Reese volunteers because he's been told about John Connor's mother, like, his whole life, to the point where he would fall in love. He's in love with this woman no matter what. Got the picture of her, something you see from the first movie. He always carried the picture around that John Connor gave him. And so, he thinks that he's doing this on his own, even though he doesn't realize that John Connor needs him to go back, because other people are like, I'll go back. So he goes into the machine. Of course, you got to go in butt naked because nothing organic, unless it's organic, it won't last. It's like throwing metal into a microwave, they explain, you know, it'll just fuck shit up. So he travels back. The T-800 travels back. And you've seen callbacks to the original movie when Arnold first got there and he's naked and he comes across some bikers and he takes the clothes. And then Kyle Reese shows up in an alleyway and he steals a bum's clothes and he's trying to, you know, get his bearings straight and stuff. And since he's human, it was more rough on him. But as soon as he shows up, cops are after him. It turns out this cop is a Terminator T-1000, played by Byron Hung Lee, who knows that John Connor is coming back to this time. I mean, I'm sorry, not John Connor. Kyle Reese. He has his knowledge when Kyle Reese is going to show up, so he's there to stop him. And just when you think that he's done, here comes Sarah Connor to save the day. Come with me if you want to live. Famous line of all the movies. At the same time, when the T-800 shows up and he gets his clothes, and he's trying to get the clothes from these bikers, well, here comes another T-800. Played by, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's a bit older, and he's like, I've been waiting for you. They battle it out. He beats the new, younger-looking version of himself. So Kyle Reese is now myth. He's like, what's going on here? It's like, you're supposed to be helpless. You know, your son told me that you wouldn't believe. He's like, no. Something has changed. The timeline has changed. And, you know, I've been on my own since I was a little girl when the Arnold older version, which she calls Pops, rescued her because, you know, they sent the Terminator to kill her when she was a child, not as an adult, as we know in the original movie. Even though there was one to kill her as an adult, too, apparently another one sent back to kill her as a child. Now, of course, they're not explaining none of this. So they need to stop Judgment Day, because when Kyle Reese is traveling through time, he sees like an alternate timeline of himself that he never lived through. And the kid, this kid version of himself is telling him things, so he's like, well, you know, we got to stop Skynet before it ever comes online. This is all be done, be over with. We've seen this before. That was the storyline in 2 and 3. It was like, let Scott stop Skynet before it goes online, and then we'll be cool. Never happens. Never works out the right way. Anyway, so originally Judgment Day was in 1997, but we're in 2015, so where the hell is Judgment Day? I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. I am more than glad and happy that Judgment Day hasn't happened yet because, you know, nuclear bombs is not my thing. You know, you may like it. I don't. So it turns out Kyle Reese, when he's traveling through time, finds out that Judgment Day is not 1997. It's going to be 2017. So the Terminator and Sarah Connor built this makeshift machine so they could travel into the future to stop Skynet, which they do. Now, Arnold doesn't. Of course, he has to travel along. He has to get ready and stuff. And when they get there, you know, they go on the mission of stopping Skynet from going online. But there's, of course, a hiccup in the deal because a certain Terminator shows up. And it throws a monkey wrench into everything because, look, if you've seen the trailer, you know what I'm talking about. I'll leave this out for the purpose of this review, who this Terminator is. But, you know, so now, of course, there's the struggle to try to get away from this Terminator and stop Skynet from going online. And this Terminator, his sole purpose is to make sure Skynet comes to life. Now, some of the other characters in this movie, okay? Jason Clarke plays John Connor. Emilia Clarke plays Sarah Connor. Jai Courtney, people love to hate him. He's Kyle Reese. He wasn't too bad as Kyle Reese. I know a lot of people look at Jai Courtney, and they automatically are turned off. He's like, he used to be, Channing Tatum used to be this way to a lot of people, to people realize he got some acting chops. I think Jai Courtney may get to that point, but don't hold me to it. J.K. Simmons plays a detective named O'Brien, and the funny thing was, he was there in 84 when Kyle Reese showed up in the Terminators, and he was just a beat cop. So now here it is some 30 years later, and he's like trying to tell everybody, hey, you know, some weird stuff is going on. Nobody believes him, but he knows what's going on. Now, you can't have time travel without bringing in the master of time travel. And if you don't know who I'm talking about Matt Smith. He's in this movie, Doctor Who, people. You should be watching Doctor Who, okay? You should be a fan of him. If you're not, that's on you. But he is a villain in this, okay? Then on IMDb, they have him listed as Alex. But he's more than that, and I won't spoil the surprise on that. You have Courtney B. Vance shows up. He runs this company that's part of this technology firm that's kind of responsible for Skynet without knowing it. And one of the reasons why they call it Terminator Genesis, because I'm going to go back to the third one. Skynet was kind of like a virus that got into the military computer system of Skynet, and it came to life and started Judgment Day. But in this one, this company has a program called Genesis, right? Genesis does? You can't be this in the... Wrong Genesis. So they're saying, okay, once Genesis goes online, everything in your life is going to be connected to one thing, your phone, your radio, your TV, all of it. It's just, you know, you're going to be plugged in to everything. Everything's going to be plugged together. But really, once Genesis goes online, that's when Skynet goes online and takes over. And of course, nobody knows this except for our heroes. So, how did I feel about the movie? Now, I apologize if you failed to spoil too much. I'm sorry. The first half of the movie, loved it, right? Thought it was fantastic. You know, like when you're watching, you know, the Terminators wipe out humanity, and then John Connor shows up, and he starts leading the rebellion, and people start rallying behind him, and they're freeing camps, and more people are getting into the fight, and they're taking the fight back to the machine. I'm like, yes, this was the movie I've been waiting to see for a long time. When are we going to get this movie where we see the rebellion against the machines and John Connor come out of the dark and lead humanity to victory? But that's not the whole movie. That's just the beginning. And it's fantastic. And then, of course, you know, once Kyle Reese travels back through time and everything's different, that's pretty good, too. It's not till they travel forward to 2017 and you discover who the ultimate Terminator that they have to stop, that it starts to lose me as a movie. And it's just wrong. And it's like throughout the movie at this point, there's some good things happening, there's some weak things happening. And that's what just makes this movie just fall apart. This is an improvement on the last Terminator movie, for sure. And it may be better than Terminator 3. And, you know, I'll let you watch and make that decision on yourself, you know. It's no one or two. You know, those are classic masterpieces. And this could have been that, too. If they'd have stuck to that part of the Terminator storyline where it's just that struggle in the future to stop Skynet. And John Connor's, like, rallying humanity. Because they had the brink, and he's like, no, we can beat these people. We can fight them. This is how you do it. This is how you strike at them. And he's been, you know, his whole life has been prepared for this moment. And he's doing it. And they're smashing the machines, and they're fighting back. And, it's, you know, you see all this terrific action going on. you know, and people are getting blasted apart, and they got the weapons to fight the machines, and it's, you know, they got coordinated attacks. You know, they're attacking one front here, and they're attacking the main thing here, and they win. And you're like, yes, and this should have been the whole movie. But no. They, you know, they, of course, they want to do a trilogy out of this, so they decided to reboot it. But this time, change things up. So now you have a Terminator who's been there since 1974, but doesn't know who sent him back. Just knows that he has to keep Sarah Connor alive no matter what. And, of course, they develop a relationship because her parents are killed, but this is the only thing she knows, is this T-800 Terminator. Now, having Arnold in the movie, he's Arnold. He's great at playing a Terminator, you know. The humor's there when he does dumb stuff. And, you know, he has a presence that, you know, he's not the greatest actor, but he's always had a presence that if you watch a movie that he did and then watch a remake without him, you notice that presence is missing. So nothing bad to say about Arnold, okay? He was Arnold in this, okay? He did his thing, you know, he's walking around, and you know, they explain how, you know, the skin on the Terminator ages, so of course when you see him at different times, he looks a lot older, and by the time you see him in 2017, he's like all gray, he's all wrinkled. Some kudos on the special effects when they sent back the Terminator to 84, and he looked just as young as he did when he did the original movie. And I you know, I'm guessing either they took from that movie or they just used special effects to make him look young. Like, you know, he's all buff and everything like Arnold is, and you know, they bring up the fact that, you know, Arnold as a T-800 is he's old, but he's not obsolete. You know, they keep going over that joke. So overall, if I have to give this movie a rating, I would have to say it's a you know, a rental-ish. You know, I wasn't, you know, it's not doing all that well on Rotten Tomatoes, and I wasn't sure you know, what I was going to think. And I need to sometimes stop looking at ratings because subconsciously it may make me think, oh, shit, if nobody's liking this, I might not like it either. And like I said, for that first third, I was in heaven. It was the movie I wanted to see. The second third, yeah, not bad. The last third, and then, you know, there's some good action sets in the third part. It's just that once they reveal who they have to stop and why, and explaining that, and not explaining why other Terminators are showing up in time periods that shouldn't, because, like, you know, this has been a thing for me from the beginning. It's like the first, they say in the first movie, we stopped Skynet, so only one Terminator should have ever came through the portal, not multiple Terminators and T-1000s, and Skynet's destroyed, so how do they have upgraded Terminators to send back in the first place, or the time machine, because the humans captured the time machine, because they're able to send somebody back too. And, you know, of course, in the other movie, they send back their own Terminator that they reprogrammed. Okay, but, you know, you got to make more money, you got to make sequels, so that's fine. So that's my thoughts. Watching IMAX 3D, you know, that added some bells and whistles to watching it in that format, you know. You know, I always say IMAX is like adding bacon to a sandwich, you know, can't go wrong. So I'm guessing if you got to see it, yeah, go see it in the biggest format possible. But if you don't need to see it in a theater, you can wait to rent it. So, and that's all I have to say. Felt I got everything I wanted to say. I know I was a little winded. So, you know, I hope you gave you an informed decision. But of course, it's always up to you whether you already know if you're going to go see it or not. So I'm out, you know. Until next time, which hopefully will be Minions, and then Ant-Man, and then Fantastic Four, and so on. So you can't get rid of me, people. I'm here. I'm giving you my unnecessary opinion on movies, whether you like it or not, because that's what I do. So until next time, peace.